Good afternoon. It's 5:06 and 77 degrees here in Moorhead. This is Mountain Edition. I'm Leanne Akers. Higher education institutions are updating their mask policies. Meanwhile, businesses across the Commonwealth have announced different policies. A Kentucky lawmaker is trying to bar vaccine passports. Meanwhile, vaccines for younger Kentuckians will change opportunities for sports participation. Lexington's Distillery District will offer incentives for vaccines next week. Moorhead businesses are looking for new employees. In sports, high school baseball and softball are back in action tonight. A 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms with a low around 60 tonight. We'll have a look at your region's extended weather forecast after this news. Late last week, the Center for Disease Control issued new guidance on the use of face masks among those individuals who have been vaccinated for COVID-19. Likewise, the state of Kentucky and higher education institutions across the state have updated their guidance. Moorhead State President Dr. Jay Morgan said in an email Monday that the university is opting to use a phased-in approach to lifting mask requirements on campus. He asked that all employees continue to wear masks through June 1st, regardless of their vaccination status. Morgan said the approach will allow for additional employees to be vaccinated. Meanwhile, Maysville Community and Technical College announced Monday that fully vaccinated employees, students, and visitors no longer need to wear masks on their 4 area campus locations. The announcement states that those who have not yet obtained a vaccine should continue to wear masks through June 11th. Last week's relaxed mask guidance from the CDC has put the ball into businesses' court when it comes to enforcement. The eased masking rules for fully vaccinated Americans means a mismatch of policies depending on where one goes. Vaccinated shoppers at Target, Costco, Starbucks, Walmart, and Trader Joe's no longer need to mask up, while those at Kroger, Home Depot, Whole Foods, and Meijer are still being asked to wear facial coverings. Governor Andy Beshear was asked if the new guidance amounts to an honor system.
They can post the rule. They can make announcements. They don't need to be checking for anybody's cards. And then on June 11th, unless they are one of a very specific number of locations, they won't have to worry about it at all.
That date, June 11, marks what many are calling Kentucky's reopening date. The administration plans to lift all remaining capacity restrictions and undo the state's mask mandate in most situations. A Kentucky lawmaker is working on a bill that would bar state government from mandating what are often called vaccine passports. The Biden administration has already ruled out any policy requiring individuals to produce proof of COVID-19 vaccination. Here's White House spokesperson Jen Psaki.
The government is not now, nor will we be supporting a system that requires Americans to carry a credential.
But that assurance isn't quite enough for GOP Representative Brandon Reed. The Hodgenville lawmaker and minister says he's crafting a bill that will put the Biden promise in writing, at least in Kentucky. Under the bill, slated for filing in June, state government would be prevented from enforcing any vaccination passport. Doing otherwise, Reed argues, opens the door to government overreach. Vaccination documents are, however, a part of a wider conversation among businesses and other entities considering requiring some form of proof that patrons have been inoculated. It's yet another issue where Americans are deeply divided, with some regarding the idea as a straightforward safety precaution and others arguing it runs afoul of civil liberties. Children 12 and older are becoming eligible for the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. Public health leaders tell LEX18 they believe the vaccine can help students have a normal classroom experience, but also keep school sports on schedule. Students like 16-year-old Jamie Cowan have decided getting vaccinated would be a good idea.
I'm going to be honest, at first I wasn't too sure about the vaccine, but once I started thinking about like our team and our season, it made me realize that the vaccine would be important to get, that we wouldn't have to sit out so much and would have fewer games canceled and fewer risk of getting COVID and getting sick.
Officials say if athletes get their first dose over the next few weeks, they should be able to practice by midsummer and they won't have to quarantine. Free beer and ice cream will be offered at upcoming Distillery District Vaccine Clinic. WMKY's Ethan Jenkins has more.
Those vaccinated at an upcoming COVID-19 vaccine clinic in Lexington's Distillery District will be offered free ice cream or a free beer after receiving their shot of hope. The clinic is hosted by Crank and Boom, which is offering the free ice cream to newly vaccinated Kentuckians. The free beer is offered to anyone older than 21 by Ethereal Brewery. According to LAX 18, the clinic runs from 3:30 p.m. to 7 p.m. May 24th to May 29th at 1210 Manchester Street in Lexington. The clinic is open to anyone 12 and older. Appointments can be made and walk-ins are accepted. For WMKY News, I'm Ethan Jenkins.
After more than a year of pandemic closures, business owners didn't realize how difficult it could be to expand their employees. The issue led to the creation of the Regional Workforce Application Pool, which connects prospective employers with job seekers all in one spot online. Dylan Lambert is the executive secretary for the County Judge Executive. He tells LAX 18 there are help wanted signs everywhere.
Coming out of the pandemic, a lot of people's unfortunately lost their employment, and a lot of our local businesses are looking for labor. So we just thought this would be something creative that we could do to connect the two. A lot of them really are decent paying jobs, skilled jobs, mechanics, heavy equipment operators, things like that, office work, clerical work. So it's there's some pretty good gigs in there.
Lambert says more than a dozen businesses have signed up to gain access to the pool, and they've had more than 30 applicants. Business owners interested in gaining access to the hiring pool should email dylan.lambert@rcky.us. Bluegrass Community and Technical College received a $1.2 million grant from the U.S. Department of Labor. The grant will pay for student tuition and help with job placement. Melody McCoy is a BCTC employment counselor. She tells WKYT she's excited about what the grant means for students.
This covers supplies, whether it be books, lab equipment, you know, lab fees. And also it's unique in the fact that we are going to be able to provide laptops, personal hotspots if they need internet. We can also pay for transportation, childcare. Actually, any barriers that they would have for them, you know, for not completing the program, we're going to be able to provide that for them.
Applications for the grant is for students between the ages of 16 and 24. We'll have a look at more of your region's headlines right after this.
Support for MSPR comes from Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe, across from St. Clair Healthcare on Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead. Rutabaker's has made from scratch cakes, scones, cookies, and cinnamon rolls. Lunch items feature signature sandwiches, braids, and salads. Rutabaker's Bakery and Cafe. Open Tuesday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturday, 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Curbside delivery at 780-4282, Facebook and online at rutabakers.com.
A Lexington man accused of running a multi-state prostitution business for more than two decades appeared in federal court today. Michael Kohnberger is charged with engaging in a conspiracy, four counts of transporting a person across state lines for prostitution, and five counts of coercing or enticing a person across state lines to engage in prostitution, according to his indictment. The Herald Leader reports investigators first became aware of the escort service when they found the website for the business, which was publicly available and required no password or login. After that, investigators used physical surveillance, a poll camera placed near the man's residence, a GPS device, and surveillance of Kohnberger's phone calls to gather evidence. If convicted, Kohnberger could face up to 5 years in prison on the first charge, up to 10 years for the counts of transporting a person for prostitution, and up to 20 years on the counts of enticing a person across state lines for prostitution, according to the indictment. Ticks are a problem all year, but they can become a bigger issue in the summer for people and pets. Dr. Jonathan Larson is an extension entomologist from the University of Kentucky. He tells WYMT some of the ticks can carry Lyme disease, Rocky Mountain spotted fever, and a disease causing a meat allergy.
There's lots of home remedies for tick removal, of course. Sometimes people tell me about pouring alcohol over the top of it or using a hot match or a candle to try and get it off of there. I've even met people who've used bourbon, which I think is a waste of the Kentucky spirit.
Larson says Kentucky residents should remember to use insect repellent and wear long sleeves to avoid contact. Taking a look at sports this afternoon, the Rowan County softball team travels to Ashland Blazer tonight. Boyd County travels to Lawrence County. Bath County hosts Montgomery. Russell heads to Huntington. Morgan County hosts Buckhorn. And Menifee welcomes Powell County. In regional baseball action tonight, Rowan County hosts Mason County. Raceland travels to Fairview. Boyd hosts East Carter. Russell travels to Lawrence County. West Carter travels to Morgan County, and Lewis County welcomes Bracken County. We'll have scores from all of tonight's games tomorrow on Morning Edition. Five Morehead State football student athletes who rose to the top among the team have received team awards. The Phil Sims Offensive Most Valuable Player is senior wide receiver B.J. Bird. The Dave Haverdick Defensive MVP is senior linebacker Vincent Winey. And the John Christopher Special Teams MVP is senior kicker and punter Andrew Foster. Those three awards are voted on by coaches and student athletes. The Apple Academic Award is junior offensive lineman Cameron Marriott. And the Mike Gottfried C3 Award was awarded to senior linebacker Cameron Barrett. The award namesakes honor some of the best and brightest student athletes and a coach in Morehead State history. Bob Baffert was suspended Monday from entering horses at New York racetracks pending an investigation into Kentucky Derby winner Medina Spirit's failed post-race drug test. Baffert will temporarily not be allowed to stable any horses at Belmont Park, Aqueduct Racetrack, and Saratoga Racecourses, or any of his horses at the New York Racing Association's tracks. That ban includes at Belmont Park, with the Belmont Stakes coming up June 5th. Baffert had not committed to entering any horses in the third leg of the Triple Crown, but had many in consideration for other races on Belmont Stakes Day. NYRA officials say they took into account Baffert's previous penalties in Kentucky, California, and Arkansas, along with the current situation with Medina Spirit. They expect to make a final determination about the length and terms of the suspension based on information revealed by Kentucky's ongoing investigation. Taking a look at your region's extended weather forecast for tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, a high near 82 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy, a low around 59. Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 84. Thursday night, partly cloudy, a low around 61. Friday, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Friday night, partly cloudy, a low around 61. And for your Saturday, mostly sunny skies with a high near 86. And that's going to do it for Mountain Edition this afternoon. Today we had help from Tanner Boyd, Paul Hitchcock, Greg Jenkins, Carrie Stambo, Cassidy Stearman, Ethan Jenkins, Shamari Mosley, Jonathan Burton, Keneally Roberts, and WUKY's Josh James. Our theme music is composed and performed by Allison Brown. This is Morehead State Public Radio, WMKY Morehead, Kentucky. Our show is archived daily on the web at WMKY.org. For all of the MSPR News team, I'm Leanne Akers. For WMKY News, now back to All Things Considered.